Well, what's up, everyone? We are live right now. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 2. I'm your host, Matt Light, and this is about life, Sarasota, real estate, and then I hope to leave you with a little bit of motivation to get you to next week before we join right back here. And man, the first episode, thank you so much for listening to that, watching that. Incredible feedback. Like, we're broadcasting everywhere. Isn't that amazing? Like, we're like broadcasting on YouTube right now. We're on LinkedIn of all places. iHeartRadio has got the podcast, Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify. Like, we are literally everywhere. It is incredible. It's amazing. And this episode is titled, Is Sarasota Full? Right? We have so many people moving to Florida. I think somebody has said, or I don't know who comes up with this or whatnot, but there's over 1,000 people a day that move to Florida. I don't know how to put that into perspective necessarily, but we're going to break down the density of Sarasota because I know I grew up here. I know there's locals that say, you know, the traffic is horrible, blah, 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 all these things like that. In Sarasota, it's different when you move away and come back. Like for me, I moved away. I went to college and then I came back and there was a Costco. It was incredible. It was amazing. And so things had come, like, you know, we had the UTC shopping mall. Like, I'm gonna screen share a map with you. So those of you listening to this in the car right now on the audio podcast, you can't see this, but I'm sharing a map of Sarasota. And like things have changed. Like Lakewood Ranch, like, man, growing up, this whole pocket right here that you see me highlighting, east of I-75, this is Lakewood Ranch. Growing up, I had like friends that lived out in Lakewood Ranch. And it was like, why do you live there? That's living out in like Narnia. Like there's nothing to do there. You had to drive if you wanted to do things from here all the way like into town to do stuff. Where now Lakewood Ranch is really its own thing. You don't ever need to leave there. They have everything you could ever need. Events, farmers markets, things to do, golfing. Obviously, they don't have the water because they're not on the water. But there's so much to do. And then, you know, Costco down here is... let's see, as we kind of zoom in, it should just pop up somewhere. Yeah, right down here, Costco Wholesale. Look at that right there. And that mall, little teaser for you, that mall is getting ripped down and they're building a bunch of things. And I met with the developer a few weeks ago and they literally showed me everything that is not out to the public, the blueprints, what's going in, some of the retailers going in. Matt, which retailer do you think between A and B? And I was like, why are you asking me this question? So I don't know if they're actually going to take my advice of who I think should go in there. I wish I could tell you. But anyway, I'm for sure going to bring a podcast episode about what's going in there and what the future development and whatnot of that looks like. So for those of you who are locals listening to this, I think that's super intriguing. Also, those of you looking to relocate to Sarasota, this is going to be a huge thing. That's going to be a big draw, big added benefit to those living in the Palmer Ranch area. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about bringing that to you. But yeah, I think I say all of that because Sarasota is changing. It is constantly, you know, changing. My family and I, we took the kids out to Marina Jack Splash Pad, which Marina Jack, again, I'm going to share this screen with you. Marina Jack is right out over here. It's kind of like this little, this little tiny peninsula right here. And they had this splash pad there and I pulled up some old pictures of it. Let's see if this makes it bigger. Let's zoom in. This is what it used to look like. It's like that is concrete. Okay. So if your kid is running and they slip and fall, that's just a bloody knee, straight out of the gut. That's just a bloody knee. And then over here, you can kind of see there's a playground. It's all shaded with trees. It's beautiful. This splash pad, I think, has been closed down since I've had kids. So it's been closed down for a long time. Plumbing was bad, all that. So they've been spending hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions, I believe, in this new splash pad. And this is now, that's the playground part. And then over here, they don't have it, but you can kind of see where the splash pad starts over there. And my family and I, we took the kids out there and we went there. And I'm not going to lie, when I got there, I would describe my emotions as I was sad, not because like I'm sad my kids are going to go play and have fun at Splash Pad, but I was sad because I remember what Marina Jack was before, you know, what it's always been my whole life, you know, growing up here since 1999, the last 25 years, what it's been. And it's been a great spot where you could just easily just walk around, see all the boats. You see the bay. It's this peninsula. There's open grass. You could go kick a soccer ball, throw a frisbee. My wife and I, we would go out there and put up hammocks and just hang out, you know, get a coffee, get a book and hang out. And it was beautiful. And now you're like, there's so many people because of this stupid splash pad and new playground, and vacationers are here and they don't even know what it used to be, right? Like you're stuck in nostalgia. You're stuck in what it has been, not what it's going to. And so Sarasota is changing. It is changing. And I think, I've obviously seen that, right? My team, we've done over $50 million in new construction sales in the last couple of years. So we have seen, we have experienced development, the clearing of land. But for whatever reason, this spot just kind of struck me to my core, maybe because I've just got some incredible memories there. But, you know, along with the growth that Sarasota is happening, is experiencing, there's a ton of cost of living increases that have happened. And that's not just Sarasota. That's where you're living right now. Don't kid yourself. That's everywhere. There's this little thing called inflation. Everybody's dealing with it and whatnot, and interest rates and all that fun stuff. But the cost of living in Sarasota has gone up substantially. I remember when we moved here in 1999, my parents, they bought a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom and a den house in a neighborhood zoned to some of the best schools. Cause I went there, right? I went to Ashton, Sarasota, Middle and Riverview, and they paid $180,000 for that house, $180,000 for this 2,300 square foot, quarter acre lot in a nice neighborhood with a family. And it was incredible. They'd lived there for 20 years. And that home today is probably 700 grand, right? But obviously the cost of living has gone up. Prices for homes have gone up. And the county is now having a little bit of a difficult time because I read this article. Let me pull this up for you. And it's titled, "The City Will Consider Building Its Own Workforce Housing." They plan on building 192 units and two towers across from City Hall. Essentially, the reason being is it's hard to live in Sarasota if you're not making a certain amount of income, right? Like, think about it. If you're working a job and let's say you're making $50,000 or $60,000, $65,000 a year, and your rent is $2,500 a month or $3,000 a month, you know, you're spending $30,000 a year in rent, right? That's not utilities. That's not food. That's not entertainment. That's not anything else. It's $30,000 a year. But if you're only making 60 before taxes, so now you're only making like 45 take home pay, and 30 of it's going out to rent. You have $15,000. You have $1,000 or less a month to afford to live. Like that's not realistic. That's hard to do. And so the city, the county, they're trying to develop this housing. They kind of talk about it in this article, you know, right down here. If approved, construction would begin mid 2025. It's going to cost $80 million to build this. That's the estimated. Construction would start in 2025 and it'll take 2 years. So we're not talking about seeing this until 2027. So we are years away from that, but it is certainly a situation where they have to think about this because you need workers. And if you can't pay them enough to live, you've got to provide something for them and add a benefit of housing or whatever that is. And this is new to me. Okay. I grew up in Sarasota. This is all brand new. This whole theory of, you know, housing and affordable housing is new to me because, you know, we've been a pretty affordable city to live in for the longest time. And now, you know, Sarasota's on the map. And when I was sitting with the developer of the Sarasota Square Mall, I was talking to them about this. And they've done projects in Miami, Chicago, like all over the place and big cities. They didn't even bat an eye at this. This was completely normal to them. This was, yeah, that happens. Yeah. And I am stuck in nostalgia of like how I started this episode today, talking about Marina Jack and everything. I'm stuck in the nostalgia of it, where I think about what it used to be and, you know, where we're going, and they didn't even bat an eye. This is normal for them. This is normal for their cities to have, you know, its own workforce housing. And that was kind of wild to me because Sarasota is growing. It's growing significantly. And that's where a lot of locals have talked to me about it's so overpopulated, or right, like people love to be negative on Facebook and Instagram and social media because you can hide behind it. Like it's not you saying it in person necessarily. And they love to say, you know, get out of here, go home, you know, all these things like that. If the traffic is bad or if they're just, you know, it's not what it used to be. And so what is the density of Sarasota? Like, again, is Sarasota full? And I want to share a couple of numbers relating Sarasota to some other areas that people want to relate to, like Tampa and Naples. I want to kind of compare some of these things. So I have this resource. Let me go up to the top. Yeah, you can see how confusing it is. This is Florida housing data with Clearinghouse. So flhousingdata.shimberg.ufl.edu. Yes. For those of you listening in the car right now, I'm sharing my screen, and this is, you can see, like I have it highlighted on population and household projections. You've got affordability, condos, manufactured homes. There's a lot of different things. And as you can see, there's a ton of numbers that go through this, and it's a little bit confusing, but don't worry. I have taken the time to break this down and put it into a much more simple spreadsheet. So I am going to tell you some numbers of our population in Sarasota County. Our population in Sarasota County as of 2010, 12 years ago, was 379,000 people. Today, we're at around 450,000 people. In 2050, so in about 25 years, a little bit more than 25 years, we are expected to have our population go from 450 to 573,000, a growth of 120,000 people over the next 25 plus years. Now, relating that to Naples, because on the Gulf Coast, a lot of people want to say, oh, I'm looking at Tampa, Sarasota, and Naples. So let's chat about those three big ones and you know, density and stuff like that. So Naples, in 2010, their population was 321,000. Sarasota, again, was 380. Today, they're at 390. Sarasota today, 450. Their projected growth in Naples, Collier County, is expected to go from 390 up to 504,000, an estimated of 114,000 more people in the next 25, 27 years. Sarasota is 120,000 more people. So a very similar growth rate, very, very similar. Now, Tampa's massive. Hillsborough County, it's a big county. So we have big numbers here. So Tampa in 2010 was at 1.2 million people. Today is at 1.5 million people. And then in 2050, you can see I've got it highlighted for you. It's 1,981,000. So basically 2 million people. So you're looking at over 461,000 people moving to Tampa in the next 25 years. Guys, we in Sarasota, we have 450,000. So that'd be like, take every person in Sarasota County and move them up to Tampa. And that's what, you know, we're going to land at in 2050. But Tampa being Hillsborough County is pretty massive. So I wanted to break it down to the city of Tampa, because the city is what I think of when I go to Tampa, when I go to the Tampa airport and everything, you know, a Lightning game or the Raymond James Stadium for the Bucks to play or something like that. And their population is very similar. So that traffic density, let me put that a little bit in perspective for you. The first thing I want to bring up is Tampa. That city is 175 square miles. You can see it right here on my screen. Sarasota, our county, when I'm pulling the numbers, is 575 square miles. So we are, they're 25% of what ours is. Like we have a lot more land than what they have. In 2010, the city of Tampa's population was 335,000. Sarasota's 380. Put that in perspective. Today, it's 400,000. Ours is 450. By 2050, it's projected to be at 508,000 people. Sarasota is 573. So it's a growth rate of 107,000 people in this 175 square mile area. So when you put it in perspective of that, and I think about the congestion or things when I'm driving up to Tampa, taking the kids to the Tampa Zoo or something like that, and you go through the traffic, we are nowhere close in Sarasota what that would need. We would need four times the amount of people living here right now per our square miles to be what Tampa is today. We would need four times the amount of people living in Sarasota today to have that congestion in the traffic of what Tampa has in today's world. That doesn't scare me. That doesn't scare me. And I remember living in Orlando after I graduated from UCF. I worked in the athletic department, and we lived 4.2 miles to the university. And I would drive home, leave the office at 6 o'clock, and it would take me 45 minutes to go 4 miles. Now, if those of you listening out in California right now, in San Diego and Los Angeles, those of you that I work with and call me to help find houses here, you're like, Matt, 45 minutes to go 4 miles, man, that is fast. That's like a cheetah going through, because that is not what you're used to. If you're moving here from a more rural area or kind of the country, you're like, that should take like a few minutes to go 4 miles. That should be really quick, not 45 minutes. So it all comes down to the perspective in which you're approaching it and what you're used to. And I remember when we moved back to Sarasota from Orlando, my wife and I, and it was snowbird season. I was like, this is nothing. I can deal with this every day, because I've been dealing with Tampa for 4 or 5 years. And it was kind of miserable. And I want to say this about these different areas, you know, Sarasota, Naples, Tampa, they can be everything that you have dreamed them to be. If you're looking at moving to the area, right? Because on this show, this podcast is really geared towards, you know, my audience is people looking at moving here to the area, and also locals that are learning about density things and things coming here and housing and whatnot. But these areas can still be everything that you dreamed it could be. No, if you're watching this podcast, listening to it, and you've lived in Sarasota for 50 years and your grandparents lived here and your great granddaddy lived here, it's not going to be what your great granddaddy did. Like the world that I grew up in is different than the world my kids are being raised in right now. I grew up in a world where I would get on my bicycle and ride in the neighborhood to my friend Tim's house, to Brad's house, to Wes's house, to Evan's house, and we would to Mikey's house, and we would go in each other's pools and then create ramps to jump our bikes off of, or rollerblades or whatever, or go play football or baseball, whatever was in season, and basketball in someone's driveway. Like that's the world that I grew up in. And there was no video cameras. You could do ding dong ditch, right? And nobody would catch you. But I grew up in that world. The world has changed, and my kids are growing up in a little bit of a different world. And so if I were to sit here and have this perspective of just being so negative, like that's so taxing to your soul. And I think it does come down to the perspective shift. And I graduated from UCF, right? The second largest university in the country. You want to talk about people? There's a lot of people there. Our class sizes, 500 kids in a lecture hall, 600 kids. You could have two different students walk into that class. One could say, man, I am just a number. There's 500 people here. I'm never going to meet anybody. I'm never going to know the professor. This is terrible. No one's even going to know if I don't show up. It could be a pro or con. You could have another kid walk into that same class, and they could go in and say, there's 500 kids here. Wow, what an opportunity. Look at the different study groups. Look how many people I can network with. Look how many people I could meet. This is incredible. The class did not change. The perspective changed. And that's what we get control of. We get to control our perspective. Like nobody can control that. Nobody can dictate that. So you can sit here and say, you know, man, Florida, like there's just so many people moving here. This is the worst. Like I love the weather. I love everything, but it's just, it's horrible. You know, blah, blah, blah. Did you know, like, one of the number one things that people moving here is fear of not being able to meet people? Like, that is a huge fear. That's why these new communities, they put in these amenities and these activities directors planning events to meet people. Why? Because nobody else is from here. Like, I'm originally from Massachusetts. You're moving here from somewhere else. And if you're a local listening to this podcast, there's a good chance that you're from somewhere else or your family's from somewhere else. And so with people moving here, you can look at the perspective of, man, what an incredible opportunity for my kids or for me to meet people or for me to meet other business leaders, because more business leaders are moving to our area like every day. What an amazing opportunity you have. And the world that I'm growing up and raising my kids in, it's so different. Like we didn't have, like a splash pad didn't even exist. You had a hose, right? There's splash pads everywhere. in all different markets, not Sarasota, but you over to Boca, you go to West Palm Beach, you go to Miami, you go to Orlando. There's things like that everywhere. That wasn't a thing for me, but that is a thing for my kids. And because the world is changing and it's evolving, like, we got to get on board with that at the same time. And I'm not saying like lose the roots of where you came from. I think you always remember where you came from, but you have to understand that things are going to change in the future. And you can have the perspective and the mindset. You get to control that, you know. And, you know, what does growth look like? I don't know. I don't know what that's going to look like, you know, necessarily in the future. But I do know that there are more opportunities now to have community. And we live in such a social world that sometimes we get very disconnected. Why? Because we can go through a screen rather than face-to-face. And I think we lose a lot of that face-to-face. I'm just rambling on a little bit. And if you're looking at moving to our area, you might have that concern about how am I going to get connected? Hey, I'm an Army vet. Is there a veterans club? Hey, I'm a boater. How do I get connected with that? And that's, I think, what I had a meeting with my real estate team. We have a very small micro team, but I mean, Lord willing, like we were recognized as the top 25 small teams in the entire United States with our brokerage. Truly incredible. And I tell people, finding you a house, that's easy. Like, that's easy. We're good at our jobs. We're the best at our jobs. That's why they've given us these different awards. That's the easy part. We've got the best attorneys. I've been doing this for almost 9 years. So I've got a great team of locals between lenders, I mean, whatever it is, pool people, yard people. I've got a great relationships that I have gotten down to a science to help people find a house. But what I, in our meeting in December with my team, I kind of hit the point of, I want us to be known for helping people relocating to the area get connected to community. No, that doesn't mean I'm going to make you meet your best friend. But if you're a boater and you want to have it at a marina, great. Hey, Jennifer, let's pull together all of you know, all the different marinas, and let's provide that, you know, to our clients. Let's provide those things. Hey, they're interested in pickleball. Great. Let's talk to them about pickleball. How can they get plugged into pickleball? Where's the pickleball clubs? All these things like that. And that's what I think we really pride ourselves in doing. And so if you are thinking about moving to the area, moving to Sarasota, we'd love to help you. And I know how to do this. Last week I didn't. Boom. I can share my contact information, right? Because this is not an edited podcast. This is all live. And there's no production side to it. So if you're in the car, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Google Play, wherever you are right now, you can shoot me over an email at info@mattlight.com. Light is L-E-I-C-H-T. Or you could call or text us at 941-256-3321. Again, 941-256-3321. We'd love to jump on a call with you, learn about your situation, how to get you connected into our community. And man, that's pretty much a wrap. Next week. Oh, I got some good ones coming up next week. I'm going to be talking about Tesla moving to Sarasota. That's one. And also, there was recently the most expensive sale on Siesta Key. We're going to talk about that property in the last couple of years. So it was the most expensive sale. I think it sold for $15 million. I don't know off the top of my head, but that's what we're going to talk about next week. And I've got some other good episodes, really, really fun episodes, I think, planned that are going to help people looking at moving to our area get acclimated. And also you locals that are, you know, jumping on the show. I'm excited for a couple of those. So thanks so much for joining me this evening. And we will see you back here same time next week.